Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, is helped with lymphatic system detoxification. CTE is hurting a lot of NFL players. It's also hurting veterans who were near IEDs, even though they may not have had concussions. We'll talk about research about how it's the hits to the head, not the concussions, that are really leading up to CTE. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. Upledger, craniosacral therapy, the brain and spinal cord, Dr. Burrell, how to release the organs, and Dr. Chicoli, how to work with the lymphatic system. These men changed my life, my family's life, and my clients' lives. Then I learned of acid-alkaline balance, and I published my findings, how acid is actually stopping our lymphatic system, allowing us to fill with cellular waste in an undetected acid-alkaline imbalance. It's a book I published in 2006. It really explains how many health problems, really even just basic ones like headaches, are due to cellular waste building in our body. But when we have something like CTE, we know that tau protein is definitely building in the brain. So understanding this myth science, I developed Lymphpractic. Lymphpractic gets to the root cause of our health problems. It's about cellular waste building in our body. I developed work. It's a fully closed session that gets you very relaxed, and you'll feel circulation in your brain and body. If you live out of state, I can still help you, because understanding my information will make a difference in your life. When you understand how to maintain the lymphatic system, your life changes. You have a happier, healthy life. So what is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE? It's a neurodegenerative disease found in people who have had multiple head injuries. It was always thought to be from concussions. It's a neurodegenerative disease characterized by abnormal accumulation of tau protein around small blood vessels in the brain. CTE causes brain cell death, cognitive deficits, and dementia. It's about waste, about this tau protein building in the brain. Symptoms of CTE, which occur in four stages, generally appear 8 to 10 years after an individual experiences repetitive mild traumatic brain injury. So it takes time for that waste to build from the initial injury. First stage symptoms include attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, as well as confusion, disorientation, dizziness, and headaches. Second stage of symptoms include memory loss, social instability, and impulsive behavior and poor judgment. And third and fourth stages include progressive dementia, movement disorders, speech impediments, sensory processing disorder, tremors, vertigo, deafness, depression, and possible suicide. When referring to a disease, encephalopathy refers to a wide variety of brain disorders. It's not one specific disease. For example, prion diseases, which you hear me talk a lot about, it's about misfolded proteins, all of which cause transmissible spongiform encephalopathies, are invariably fatal. But other encephalopathies are reversible and can have a number of causes, including nutritional deficiencies and toxins. New insights into the disease show it's the head impact, not the concussion, and this was just found a little while ago, not the concussion that triggers the events that lead to CTE. So when we repeatedly hit our heads a few times, we start seeing damage in the tiny blood vessels. Based on pathological findings in human cases, the researchers hypothesized that early CTE may result from damaged blood vessels in the brain that become leaky, resulting in blood protein spilling into the brain and triggering brain inflammation. It's blood proteins, fibrin, and it makes more, the inflammation creates a lack of circulation. The inflammation is due to tau protein, but we also have to include fibrin, cellular waste. As waste builds, it interferes with function of the brain. The lymphatic system helps to reduce toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain, from every system in the body. In 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection. In 2017, researchers found that the majority of the outflow of cerebral spinal fluid from the brain is into lymphatic vessels. So if your lymphatic system is backed up, then your brain can back up and become more toxic. They also saw that as mice aged, they didn't clear cerebrospinal fluid as well. And that's because the lymphatic system is becoming more congested, more acidic. And the brain slowly fills with cellular waste, becomes further compromised, and leads to Alzheimer's or dementia, CTE. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build up with cellular waste, creating inflammation and disease. And this has a lot to do with how acidic and toxic you are, and whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally and able to clean and flow, or is it sluggish, not able to flow, not able to pick up cellular waste. Before I tell you what you can do to help how you feel and think, let me explain how I can help you in my office for sessions of Lympractic here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I created a therapy that really gets to the root cause. It's about removing cellular waste. It's about detoxification. And I specialize in lymphatic system detoxification, especially in the brain, for 24 years. So in this session, I make you very relaxed, but I increase circulation through your whole body, even in your head. And you feel the circulation. Number one, you get very relaxed. You feel calmer in your body. But you will actually feel circulation. Now, if you're not here in Arizona, I coach people all over the world, and they feel a difference from the first session. All the science and information you hear about on my podcast or pods or posts on my website or social media or on our upcoming, hopefully this week, virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain Weight Loss and Life, is based on my book and experiences with acid-alkaline balance. And my book is called An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. It was published in 2006. And it's really information that everybody, no matter what health problem, you have to understand. Whether you have CTE or you want to be able to keep your brain as you get older, your thoughts, then we have to learn how to use acid-alkaline balance to balance our body to improve lymph flow. So you hear me talk about this often. You have to know your saliva and urine pH. The most important steps in helping the brain is to balance pH. Are you acid or alkaline? When we're acidic, our body holds waste in. It constricts our body. It can't clean. When we're more in balance or slightly alkaline, our body gives up waste. It relaxes. And we have to improve lymph flow. And when you balance pH and when you improve lymph flow, you reduce acidity in the body and you reduce inflammation and toxicity. When your tissues are more in balance, and this is key, they give up waste more easily. And we spend many billions of dollars a year on antacids and PPIs, Prilosec, but we treat it as a digestive problem rather than acid constricting our body, making waste build in our body and create inflammation. So it's really about reducing toxicity, and we have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Every day we get stressed. Every day we eat some acid foods. Every day you get pollution. Every day you may or may not get dehydrated. But we get stressed often, and all these things make us acid. So look at the food you're eating. Are they acid or alkaline? Do you take medications? Many medications deplete minerals in the body. So we have to balance the acid foods, the medications, the stress, the pollution. And the first step is balancing pH, eating more alkaline diet, fruits and vegetables. Before, I ate maybe one vegetable and one fruit a day. I thought that was good. Well, we need a lot more than that. I think 9 to 11 fruits and vegetables a day. Eat more raw salads with vegetables. These are foods that contain live enzymes. And enzymes are important because they break down waste in our body. They break down the food we eat, plus waste in our body. We want to limit processed food, limit wheat, red meat. These are acid-forming in the body. And I'm not saying stop them. I'm saying limit them. But when you want to get healthy, you have to limit them for a few days in a row. You can't just not eat them for one meal. It may be start off with 3 days, see how that works with you, and do that weekly. But some people may have to build up to a week or a month, like I did. That's how I got healthy. I took a month off from food. I just ate fruits and vegetables for a month and took some supplements, and my life changed. So start supplementing your diet, because food works, but we really need to supplement our diet with magnesium, potassium, baking soda, a daily green drink. These buffer acid in the body to help balance pH and improve lymph flow. Omega-3 help to reduce inflammation. and recent information showed that fish oils have been shown to work better than flax and other omega-3 oils. And we want about 5 to 6 grams a day when we have a brain problem. A B-complex supplement can help. Adding a liquid B12 supplement can also, and if you're taking it under the tongue, we want methylcobalamin. It works best for oral use, and many people are deficient in B12. The active ingredient in turmeric is curcumin, and this has been shown to reduce inflammation. A new product that I've been on for a few months is N-acetylcysteine. This is NAC. It's the a modified version of the sulfur-containing amino acid cysteine. When taken internally, NAC replenishes intracellular levels of natural antioxidant glutathione. And glutathione is very important to reduce free radical damage. So look into NAC. Put in your browser NAC Life Extension, and you'll get a whole bunch of articles on it. Are you drinking enough alkaline water that contains minerals? Many people are chronically dehydrated, so we need, you know, 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce per pound of body weight. But check how much water you're drinking. You should know how much water you are drinking every day, how many ounces. Daily exercise. Research has shown that students who are playing football who got concussions, who started exercise within 7 days, had less damage. So they improved circulation early on. Saunas. Epsom salt baths help to improve circulation in the brain. When we heat up the body, we flow better. A study showed men in Finland who took 4 to 7 saunas a week had 66% less risk of getting dementia. Posture is so important. If you have a head injury and you slouch a lot because you're not feeling well and you have a forward head tilt all the time, then you are limiting lymph flow out of our brain. The lymph system is like a plumbing system. And right in our neck, at the base of our neck, by our clavicles, the bones in the front of our neck, is our lymph vessels that go into the major veins. And it's one vessel that goes into the major vein, and this can clog often. So if we slouch, we make it worse. So sit straight makes a big difference. Stand straight. You'll actually feel better. You'll even want to take a deep breath. Deep breathing helps to move lymph flow out of your brain. If you're a shallow breather, you want to help the brain, you have to deep breathe. Now, lymphatic drainage sessions are very important. Lymphpractic, what I developed, really helps to improve the lymph-brain connection. Clients always feel better after a lymphatic drainage session, but you can learn to do self-lymphatic drainage yourself. I drain myself almost every night, 4 to 5 times a week. When I want to detox myself, I do it twice a day for a few days in a row, and I clean myself up. I feel much better. You can do that too. Learn how to drain your lymphatic system at healthylymphsystem.com. My idea of detoxification is very different. It's really simple. Balance the pH of the body, activate the lymphatic system over a few sessions or over a few days if you do it yourself, and you change your diet. Take a few Epsom salt baths, and it makes a big difference. Systemic enzymes help to remove cellular waste. These are key if you want to break down cellular waste in the body and brain. So systemic enzymes, there are many brands. I like Fibrenza. And so we want to know, are we acid or alkaline? Do a pH test strip. You can get them in most good health stores. In my office, I put people through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions, 1 the first week, 2 the next week, and the second and third, and they feel much better. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthylymphsystem.com. And if you know anybody who's sick, who's not feeling well, please tell them about my show. Please tell them about my website, my social media. My information can make a difference. Most people are just suffering and they don't know what to do because there's so much information out there. And maintaining the lymphatic system and balanced pH is really basic information that everyone needs to start doing to start feeling better, because we're all just toxic. So again, if I can help you, OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. If you need an acid alkaline food chart, it's on the bottom of my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. And print that out, put it on your refrigerator, and you'll be able to start tracking what you're eating. Next show will be on the new science autism spectrum disorders. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.